Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Connie Whitman. As always, I am honored that you're joining us this week. Now, as you listen to the show and hear my guests and I chat about the different topics on change, I really hope you feel my passion about helping you change your perspective so you can clearly see whatever your successful future looks like to you. And by incorporating the little changes that my guests and I share, tips, ideas, strategies, little nuggets, hopefully you can apply them to your life, your business. And I'm all about growing, right? So it's about the growth mindset. So I hope that the show provides some tangible tools for you to be able to grow in your world. Now, to help you on this road of change, of course, I have a free gift for you. So if you go to my website, I have a free communication style assessment, and it gives you a report on your natural communication superpowers, kind of important when we're communicating with other humans, right? Especially in the business world. And you also get a report with your lowest score, which is really your blind spot, also kind of important. So we always show up connecting with our clients, people, anyone in our lives. So go to whitmanassoc.com/CSA, my free gift to you. Now, my motivational quote today is by Shep Haken. And Shep says, show value, create an experience, and always strive to exceed customers' expectation. So every week as I write the intro to the show, I really reflect on my experiences, both on the professional as well as the personal realm. Now, when I started my business, you know, over 20 years ago, I didn't charge the fees that I charge or I enjoy charging today. Now, even though when I started, I had almost 20 years of experience in sales, running a business where I was now teaching salespeople and business owners how to improve sales skills and teaching how to build those client relationships, whole new ball game than from doing it yourself. So today I'm able to use my personal and professional journey as a frame of reference. And sometimes I see that fear holds my clients back from charging what they probably should be charging for their services because their mindset and believing they're not capable of having those high-end clients. Well, of course, today I have an expert. We're going to dig in and talk about this specific mindset. Dr. Michelle Petacolis. Michelle is an international speaker, best-selling author, and a winning filmmaker and founder of Second Chance Secrets. She's a professional trainer. A professional training center that enables coaches, healers, and change makers to create high-end transformational programs that leverage time, attract premium clients, and allow them to have a bigger impact. Now, for over 25 years, Dr. Michelle has guided powerful women to recreate their lives after loss through coaching, spiritual healing, cognitive and gestalt psychology, films and writing. Please help me welcome the amazing, wonderful Michelle to the show. So Michelle, thank you for being on.
Thank you, Connie, for having me. I'm very excited to have this conversation with you.
This is an important conversation, right, Michelle?
Yes, it totally is.
It really is. And so tell me first a little bit about your work and just how you kind of ended up here.
Well, it goes all the way back to, well, the death of my mother. So that's why I started out in grief and loss, because it was such a life-changing experience. My mother died, and before she died, she revealed to me that she had regrets. Now, up until that time, I had been what I call a people pleaser. That is, I put all of my focus out there in the world to see and give to other people what I thought they wanted so that I would be loved, so that I would be appreciated and acknowledged. My mother, however, was a poster child for living your passion. She was a toy designer, and she actually took her toy designs to major toy companies in New York City. And there are things out there that people actually followed her appreciated her on internet long after she passed away.
That's cool.
But anyway, here was this woman who had lived her passion, sometimes to the neglect of her children, of which she had six. And just before she died, she's telling me she had regrets because there was one project she was never going to get to. And isn't that the way with death, is that it comes upon us suddenly, and there are things that are always left undone. But for me, well, in that moment, I actually walked, I pulled away because I was so pierced and affected by her grief. I mean, because that's what death does, is it's a deadline. And
yes.
And so I said, oh, we don't need to deal with this right now. And then I had a huge regret because I didn't step up into the moment. So one of the things that I teach people is to step into the moment, to be aware and to savor those moments. Of course, that experience affected many things I did while I was helping people around grief and loss. But the main thing was that after I got over my regret, I realized that I needed to live my life, that I needed to stop living the life that everybody else had for me.
Yeah.
And that resulted in my making a documentary film series about death. That's where Secrets of Life and Death comes from. It was a 3-part documentary series. And then that segued into my working as a coach, first as for grief and loss, and now for any kind of change, because it's all the same.
It's fascinating, isn't it? And I love how you said that death is a deadline. And, you know, I have aging parents. My husband has a mom that's aging as well. You know, they're my mom and 92, my dad's 91. But it's interesting as we age, especially here in the United States, it's almost like a slow death, right? Because we're living longer and all of the medical things that they have, right, to preserve life and keep life going. So it's fascinating because I see as they're aging, the conversations are changing, right? And talking more about, I guess, their joys, right? And the sorrows in life and, you know, all that's life, right? But to connect the dots is fascinating to hear someone later in life, right? So it's just interesting, especially a parent who you love so dearly, and to hear things and think, I never knew that. How did I not know that, right? I'm 60, so 60 years, and how did I not know that? So it's interesting how death and trauma affects different people. And I don't think you know until you're in it, right, Michelle, to some extent?
Well, exactly. You can't really anticipate what it's going to be like. In one of my films, one of the respondents, he said his wife was dying of cancer, and she would go off to school and teach class, and he would sit there and he'd say, well, this is what it's like. And he says, well, of course, you can never anticipate what it's like to lose somebody, because it's not just a mind thing. It's actually a physiological thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, yeah, the whole concept, life, death, change, right? Change. If we choose change, this is the show, what the show's about, right? If we choose change, we're like, yeah, I'm on it. When change is thrust upon us, which all happens a lot, right? In life,
absolutely,
all of a sudden we're frazzled. So that your work, I think, is really, really important, because you're helping people develop tools, resources to be able to navigate those really big changes that most times we don't have, you know, per se control over. I have one question before I ask about the coaching. And I know that sometimes healers, especially they want to play that hero, but I have a question about the filmmaking. Were you a producer or a filmmaker prior to your own personal videos that you're doing now, the movie you're doing?
I had a community access TV show, and it was called On the Edge. So actually, my original company was called On the Edge Productions. And I did that for about 2 or 3 years. And I had people coming on the show and talking about the mind-body-spirit connection. And I had people, I had a live show where people would come on and call in and ask questions of my guests.
Love it. That's so cool. And then you transitioned over to more coaching perspective. Plus you have the show, you have the Zoom show that you do as well. So here's my next question. Talk to us about being a coach, But you, especially the healers that are, you know, the healers that listen or people who are in that realm, right, especially of business or trauma within themselves. But be careful, because the coach can play a hero. And talk about that. So if you're on the healer end, meaning you're a business owner, listen to this. But if you're on the trauma end and you're working with someone who's a healer, be mindful of this, right? Because it's the dynamic duo, right, Michelle? When you hire a coach, there's a partnership there. I think both sides have responsibility. So I want both to listen from their perspective to what you're going to talk about, because I think the coach playing hero is real. And I think that both will benefit from hearing you discuss it.
Well, there are actually two kinds of paradigms or roles, characters, not paradigms. It's more like dynamics that we might develop. And actually, it's a continuum. It isn't all one or the other, because I sometimes see the other. So one is what I call the pleaser. And this is a person who's grown up in a family where they've had a taste of love, but they don't get enough. So for example, I grew up in a family with six children and a mother who was a toy designer. There wasn't a lot of love to go around. Plus, she was an only child, so she didn't even have the experience or knowledge of how to do that. So there was this, always this, oh, pay attention to me. And how do you do that? Well, one of the ways that works really well is you give people what they want. And so now I want to let all of you people pleasers out there know that there's a gift in that. So one of the gifts that I have is that I can really see somebody. I can feel them in my body. And I know almost 99 times out of 100, exactly what they need. And that's why I was so successful for very, very long. I did great in school. And then I got into the adult world and I found that there were oftentimes more than one person that I had to satisfy. Yeah. And that became difficult. That became a conflict. And that's when I started to realize that that particular pattern wasn't working. And what happens when you go into coaching is it can be very, very satisfying in that you seem to be making a difference for somebody and they are so grateful. Oh, for a people pleaser, this is like, Nirvana. It's like cocaine. It's like, yes. You know, you just get really high. But then you also get caught in this dynamic of wanting to be their solution. And you get addicted to that. And the thing is that people don't really grow if you are giving it all to them and you're doing it all for them. You know, the kind of the healers who do the energy healing. And so you have to keep on coming to me so that I can keep on healing you. What I have learned in my journey is that I get much better results with my clients when I give them the tools to heal themselves. And that's the shift that pleasers have to make.
Yeah, but that's important, Michelle, because, you know, I said this before we started the show, right? I think it's in the Bible, right? The fisherman feeds the town and he goes and he fishes, but he never teaches them how to fish. So he dies, right? And the whole tribe dies, right? Or the whole community dies. Whereas if he could teach people how to do the fishing, right? He dies, but the community thrives and continues. It's the same thing with what you're talking about here. We have to give people the tools to be able to flourish on their own, because otherwise I think then we become an enabler, right? Where we're their crutch instead of them trying to stand on their own 2 feet. And not that sometimes people need that. They need that initial crutch. I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing, but then at some point they have to gain some tools or use some tools and resources to be able to stand on their own 2 feet and continue to move forward, because, you know, we can't depend on someone all the time. I think we have to depend on ourselves, but we need to learn what that is to be able to stand on my own 2 feet, whatever that means. Right. So talk about the flip side. Why is playing the hero not in the best interest for the client? I want the client to think about this if they are working with an energy healer. Maybe what are some questions they should be asking so that they can learn the tools to be able to do it for themselves? And then I want to talk about the money mentality with that afterwards, right? Right. Because that's the lead in, right?
So it's also difficult for the person who is the client, because they're coming with a problem and they do want a solution. It's like all the way goes back to childhood and you want that attention. And I'll tell you, a pleaser can really, really make you feel loved, because that's what they want. And so they really know how to make you feel like you're the sun and the moon. And if you've grown up feeling like you weren't good enough and you weren't valuable or worthy or smart enough, they will be like a drug to you. They'll be addictive to you, and you want to keep on feeling it. And then when you actually have to break that connection, you go through another grief. But if you are given the tools, and I'm not saying that's easy for a healer to know how to transform what's their magic into action steps and experiences that will grow your client. And that, of course, is the work that I do, is to help create that kind of curriculum based on your particular genius.
Yeah, because here's the thing, right, Michelle? That's the fear of, if I teach you how to do it, I teach you how to fish, then I'm going to be out of the job. And the reality is that's the furthest thing from the truth, because as people develop skill, you're still ahead of them in the skill development of whatever that skill is, right? Whether it's energy healing, muscle testing, Akashic records, whatever, it doesn't matter, right? If in the healing world, but your ability is still more advanced than the person you're teaching those tools to use for their own benefit. So you could end up working with people for 6 months, let's say, or a year, to be able to teach them fully to thrive on their own. That's number one. But here's the kicker. When you do that, when you teach that community or those people, your clients, your patients, whatever format you're rolling in, right? All of a sudden they're bringing people to you because you got the results for them. So the level of abundance and financial wealth that finds you becomes exponential versus playing it close to your vest. If I teach them, I'm going to lose money. It's actually the reverse. So it's counterintuitive, but that's the reality. So do you work with your clients with that as well?
Of course. Yes. Is how do you, that's why the next phase I'm working on is for people who are healers to provide them with the tools so that they can step into that next level. I personally have experienced that as a coach, there's always another level that you reach a plateau and then you have to break through, and it's change and it's scary and you have to deal with the emotional fears underneath.
Absolutely.
So the other thing that I help people deal with is that emotional body stuff that sometimes we get identified and we think it's never going to stop. And yet it's just your body's reaction to something that maybe happened when you were a child and you developed, and it's very deeply programmed into your being. Not to mention that the body itself as a human being is programmed to protect itself. And so these emotions come up and you can feel overwhelmed. And so one of the things I like to say about myself is I'm a body whisperer. I can actually hear and see what somebody is going through. I do practice it, or a process in which they go in and find out what their body is telling them, because their body is speaking all the time.
All the time. And it's funny, this is years ago, I had an injury. I tore my meniscus. My kids were little. I was working out and they were at practice and I was in the gym and I was like, you got 10 more minutes, like push through the pain. Stupid. Right. Well, I tore my meniscus. Fast forward, it wasn't severe enough for surgery. So I had done rehab and to strengthen the knee and blah, blah, blah. But years and years, every time I was under stress or every time I'm a doer, if you put a brick wall in front of me, Michelle, and say, Connie, you have to get through that brick wall to get to the other side, I will break through that brick wall. I will figure out a way, right? I'm just a doer. Pull up your bootstraps and do it. Well, my body, when I would take on too much, especially at the holidays, right? You have all of this work. And then I would do Christmas Eve and have 40 people for dinner. And but my workload didn't change, right? Plus my kids' hockey didn't change. And so So my knee, literally, I would have to wear a brace because the pain was so debilitating. I could just about walk. So it was my body saying, I think you better slow down. But of course, I don't listen to that because I break through brick walls. Well, fast forward, I found an energy healer through a networking event and was talking to her. And she was like, I think I can help you. And she does muscle testing and through some other things. She's been doing this a really long time. Well, don't you know, Michelle, the pain in my leg is gone. The meniscus, I'm sure, still has some little glitch in there. I do not think about it. I do not worry about it. I am never debilitated. It's gone. And it came back from something that was in my childhood related to money, but how I go, right? Thinking I have to stay ahead of everything. And the pain lodged in my leg, but it's all the mind, body, spirit. It's everything we're talking about. It's connected, man. And if you don't address or listen to the body, which I didn't, right, until I found these energy healers to help me, it's fascinating. The cool thing too is, Michelle, with what you're saying, like you teach people, right, how to create those high-end packages and how to find those clients and all of those things. So you're teaching them how to thrive bigger in their practice. She taught me muscle testing. She goes, you don't need me. This, you can do this, but you had to teach me how to go through. So I know when my body's off, I do the muscle testing and then I know how to move forward. But it's tools that were taught. I sent her a lot of people because miraculously my knee doesn't bother me anymore. Right. So it's all connected and we end up making even more money. So that's my next question. You take the healers, right? That's really your demographic of business owners and you help them step up into the higher end client. What does that involve? Because I know a lot of people are listening saying, oh, no, high-end clients, no, not for me. And really, right. Really, we spend so much money on nonsense. Healing your mind, body, and spirit really should be paramount, I think, in the money we spend or included in the money we spend because it just makes us flourish better out in the world, right?
So, of course, I'm already an expert in healing those emotional wounds.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing with all those people around grief and loss. I discovered that all the griefs are connected. And so whatever the grief is in the moment, it's connected to the two things that happened in the past. It's almost like you're repeating this pattern over and over again in order to heal. When you work with me and I help you to develop a program, a process, I'm also helping you to heal your inner journey, your own childhood, because of course your genius came from that experience.
That's right.
And so what a perfect way. I showed you how to help other people to resolve it, which means you have to understand your own process. And you have to also recognize and fully acknowledge your genius, but also let it go. That is, give it as a gift to other people.
And it is a gift and we should get paid for our gifts, right?
Absolutely.
Everybody can't do what we do. And I think, Michelle, too, I know I say, like, when people say, oh my gosh, that was brilliant. And I think it was, so, right? I'm like, you didn't already know that? And they're like, no. I'm like, really? So we think that everybody knows what we know and it's the furthest thing from the truth. So we even minimize our superpowers because we think everybody could do it. And that's the furthest thing from the truth. Why did you choose to up-level your own work with high-end clients? I'm curious, what was that pivotal moment for you?
Well, for me, I was simply not making enough money charging $125 an hour. You know, it just wasn't working because you have to spend so much time and effort attracting new clients. And yeah. Boy, in this period of COVID and shutdown, having to attract clients not face-to-face is a whole new game. It's a whole new way of connecting with people. And I think we're still figuring that out, not to mention that everybody has still, yeah, on a societal level, has been traumatized by this virus, this pandemic.
And the trauma keeps coming.
And the trauma keeps coming. I know. It's just like, is there going to be any end to this? But we have to learn to adapt because that's what the universe has given us. And we have to adapt. We have to figure out, okay, so where do we go from here? And yes, that emotional child inside is going to be freaked out and scared and say, oh, I'm doing it wrong or whatever. That's part of the journey of the evolution of who you are, of where you were meant to be.
And how does the high-end client actually better serve the client, your client per se, right?
Well, the high-end client helps you up-level. So not only are you up-leveling by coming up with a program that's going to leverage your time, that is, that maybe a group program or self-study or whatever, it's going to leverage your time. You don't have to be there every minute. But also, you're raising your prices. That takes a lot of up-leveling.
Yeah.
The client itself, when you start getting premium clients, they demand more of you. And I've been in that place where, oh, I want the little poor, helpless basket case to work with because then I'm superior, right? But when you have a high-end client, like suppose you have a client who actually makes more money than you do, and that's okay because you know certain things that they don't know.
That's right. That's right. You still have a zone of genius that they don't. And they need you, right? Just because they're making more money. It's funny when with my corporate clients, I teach sales, right? And we build a culture and all those things. A lot goes into it. But then on the flip side, one of my non-negotiables when I work with any client, but specifically with corporate clients is they have to use a behavioral model. It doesn't have to be mine, communication model. So I could teach people how to communicate effectively with a tool, right? Because it's tangible then and it becomes duplicatable. So that's one thing. And the other one is coaching. I won't take a new client if they don't have a coaching component because, you know, we train, right? You and I train people, teach people, and then no one ever talks to them about that skill again. And if they're not my personal client and they're out of the corporate client, well, who's following up after they've been trained by me? So there has to be a coaching component. And I teach their managers how to coach. And the reality is sometimes the employee is better than the coach at whatever that skill is. They're better on the phone. They're better live presentation. They're better at their writing skills, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. Well, that doesn't mean you can't coach the person because there's 100 things that they don't know that you do know that they need to do, right? And your zone of genius is going to help them. And oh, by the way, help them help you become a better writer. We can do this cross coaching too with our employees or with clients that make more money than us, but we have our zone of genius that they need to maybe help them scale to the next level or get the next promotion, whatever it is that they're looking for in their career. So it's so tangible really when you break it down, right, Michelle? It's just logic. You have to approach things from a logical perspective.
I think the other thing about having a high-end client is that it changes the way in which you see yourself.
Yeah.
It changes you from the inside out. So not only do you have to meet their expectations, but you know what? They're actually easier to work with. I don't know if you've ever worked with, you know, $195 clients, but they demand a lot of you and they do very little of the work themselves because they want you to give it to them, you know, that little spoon of the magic.
And yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. My clients, they know they need help, right? So there's a knowledge of, I don't know what I don't know. So I think you're the one that can help me, right? So they're coming to the table already proactive, if you will. And then, because here's the thing, and you know this, changing behavior, working with clients, helping them change their behavior to be able to create whatever it is they're looking to create with ease, right? And make more money and have the life they desire, right? We have to craft that. We're all in control of that on our own. We just need help along the way. So my people come, they're proactive. They know they need help. They know they're leaving money on the table and they're ready to put the work in. People who think, well, can you do it for me? No, I cannot. No, I cannot, right? You have to put the work in because if you don't practice, it's like kids getting homework. If you don't practice, you're never going to perfect whatever that little baby step is to get you to those high-end clients or the bigger business or the next career move, whatever it might be, right?
Well, absolutely. And you can only learn it through practice, through actual experience. That's the only way these bodies learn new things is through experience.
Yeah.
And so when you do the high level or high level program and you teach people how to have the experience, it's the experience that's changing them.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what changes us, right? Is our experience.
Yep. But you got to learn. You don't know what you don't know. We all have blind spots. And the other thing too, and I say this all the time, Michelle, but I really believe it. I have three different coaches for three very different things, but I have blind spots and I know that. And for me to scale my business in the next decade to create a legacy business, if my kids want it or to be able to sell it, right? Whatever. There's certain things I know infrastructurally I need to do. I don't know how to do that. That's not my zone of genius. So anybody that's a coach that doesn't have a coach, just be mindful, because if you think you know like I know I don't know everything as a coach. So who can I bring in, or who can I share when that next step comes with my people? You hand them off to people who have those different zones of genius. So I believe it really does take a village for all of us as business owners, and even in corporate, it really does take a village to change and create whatever that is you're looking to create culturally within your own business or organization, or just your own values, that you want to find a job that's a match for your values. We were talking about that before we started, why I left corporate America. The corporation, the industry I was in, it didn't feed my soul. It was stripping me down, because the people I didn't like in my industry will make a change, right? Take control. So, but how do you do that? So that's why we need people like Michelle to help us. Now, I know you have a free gift, Michelle. Can you tell everybody what that is? That would be so cool.
So I created this amazing workbook guide to help you create a high-end program. And this is still kind of like in beta. So if you go ahead and you go ahead and download it, I'm really encouraging you to have a conversation with me. Now, I can help you to, you know, figure out the parts that you haven't figured out yourself, but I also want to know how it lands. I'm only going to know how it lands if I get that feedback. So you can find it. Let's see. I've got the tinyurl.com link, and then high-end-secrets. And that will take you to that guide. That it's 10 steps and it's amazing. It will help you to up-level your business. If you haven't got a program, and for years, I didn't have a program. I was just working with people one-on-one. This will help you to figure out what your program is. And then we can it's also tells you what to think about in terms of how much you want to charge for it. And you need to have a conversation with me, because I guarantee you're going to charge too little.
Yeah, we do. Oh, I can't charge that, right? Again, that negative record player, Michelle, we all have it, darn it. And we just have to keep taming it and quieting it and say, I'm turning you down now, right? Because I know what I need to create. We will put that link, everyone, on the show notes, so that you'll easily be able to find Michelle's free gift. Thank you for doing that, Michelle. I love giving things away. Also, if you have a question and you do want to have a conversation, please email Michelle directly. It's MP. So Michelle Pentacolis, I don't know if I said your name right. I'm going from memory here.
Okay, so that's hard. Let me give them an easier way to get a conversation with me. And that's to schedule time with me and just go to meetwithdrmichelle.com. Then you don't have to remember how to spell Pentacolo.
Perfect. So, and again, I'll put the email MP secrets of life and death.com. And the website is secondchancesecrets.com. So I will put them in the website as well. They can find you. We'll put the free link. They're going to be so hooked up with you, Michelle. They're not going to know what to do. They're going to be so excited.
Awesome.
Yes. Thank you for being on and for sharing your personal story and, you know, how that kind of was the catalyst for you to be able to reach out and support people in trauma, because we all have trauma. And that's the funny thing, Michelle, you'll never go broke, because there's always trauma.
We can't
escape it. Nobody escapes trauma in life. Just look at COVID for the past, two plus years. So yeah. Thank you so much for being on and just sharing your story and your zone of genius with everyone and hope, right? It's inspiration. So I appreciate that as well.
Thank you so much.
Always my pleasure hanging out with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hope you guys will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together, no matter what change you're going through. I really do hope my guests and I provide some strategies, tips, or ideas that are tangible that you can apply immediately download the free gift, for example, from today and start to go through that, fill in the blanks, see where you land, have a conversation with Michelle. All of the above will help you with tangible strategies to get. And for me, it's the application that'll get the results. So don't just read and learn, apply, pick Michelle's brain, pick my brain, whatever it is. But I want you to try something new. That's when magic starts happening. You have to try something new for change to land the way you want it to land, or to progress the way you want it to progress. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for listening to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net with me, your host, Connie Whitman. I truly wish every one of you just a wonderful week, an inspired week, where you try something different to challenge that comfort zone, a smidge, not a lot, a smidge. And hopefully that creates or begins to create the life that you desire. Thank you, everyone. I'm truly honored to have you on this journey of change with me. And I'll see you all next week. Have a great one.